It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Copan Hornets, Shane Page. Copan did not have a zero-week game, and unfortunately not great news for Copan in week number one. Hornets scheduled to host Pru at 7:30 on Friday, and Coach Page sounds like just because of numbers-wise and where you guys got behind at the beginning of the season, you're a little bit behind of where you'd like to be, so you're going to go ahead and forfeit that first game in hopes of possibly kind of hitting the ground running on September 8th.
Right. We're looking at it right now. We've got a few more kids that decided to come out. But when you go ahead and bring kids out at the front of the week, it's never a good situation to try and play that week because they're still required to sit out for a few days because they haven't had the pads on and they're not acclimated to the weather and everything. So we're going to go ahead and try and get them ready and get this team to play week two versus Watts. Kind of hurts not being able to play pre a little bit, but, you know, with the eligibility and things the way they are, we're kind of fighting some battles that happened, you know, before I took over here, so I'm trying to get it turned around as best I can.
And how many kids do you have now, and how many will you have after you add the four you had mentioned?
We're looking at having 14 total, but we'll still have, the first few weeks, we'll still have three of them that have grade issues from the previous year.
And so that's the reason why you're going to have to, it's not because you don't have enough players necessarily on Friday, it's that you don't have enough eligible, correct?
Yeah, correct. Enough eligible players and enough that have started with us since week one. I mean, we're 4 weeks into the season, more or less, with practice and everything, and we're just now getting a few kids out that are coming out week four who don't know the offense, don't know the defense, don't know alignment, assignment, anything like that, that we're going to have to get caught up to speed this week to try and be able to play a game.
And I suppose the good news, though, is that you do have four new ones and that those are four more bodies that you didn't have this time last week.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a blessing. Like I said, we were kind of worried because it initially looked that we might not be able to even attempt to play a game until week four. So now it's looking like week two we might be able to go, which is pretty exciting for all of us here.
So Copan will start 0-1 with that forfeit against Pru on Friday. Hornets are scheduled to take on Watts 7:30 September the 8th, another home game. Coach, you didn't have a game last week, so no 0 week. That helps you guys a little bit as well. If you could kind of run down how practice has gone and how some of the kids that are going to be eligible have been practicing thus far in preparation for hopefully that first game against Watts on the 8th.
You know, I think right now our mindset's really good. I mean, the kids haven't really gotten on each other or upset because we don't have enough outs. I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of been the situation here well before I showed up this year that not having enough kids. And so they're kind of used to it. But you know, adversity-wise, I mean, they go out every day. They work hard. They want to learn the playbook. They want to do everything right. And right now, you know, we're doing some different things on offense and defense, and they're really excited. And I think that's kind of what's getting some of these other kids to come out is they're finally getting to see that we're changing up quite a bit of what we do on offense and defense, trying to be different than what we have been in the last recent years.
Copan head football coach Shane Page. Once again, Hornets will forfeit their first game against Pru. Don't have enough players eligible, but hopefully after some recent additions, they'll be up and ready to go on September the 8th for a scheduled home game against Watts. Coach Page, we appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll have some better news coming up in about 6 days.
I think we will. I'm pretty excited.